Another day in court, another conviction for career criminal Frank Caco. On Friday, he augmented his atrocious criminal record, pleading guilty to a break-in that added one more conviction to a rap sheet that already had more than 50 entries for such offenses. This brush with the law occurred on October 16 when police found him inside a compound at Triple M Metal on Yates Avenue. He pleaded guilty to break and enter to commit an indictable offense, and breach of probation for failing to keep the peace and be of good behavior. Ontario Court Justice Romuald Kwolek heard city police responded to a call about a male on the southeast corner of the property. When officers arrived at the business, they spotted Caco, climbed over the fence, and arrested him. They had information he was hiding behind a wall, Assistant Crown Attorney Gary Knox said. The prosecutor and defense lawyer Ken Walker jointly recommended that the 58-year-old be sentenced to 12 months custody, followed by 3 years probation. With the enhanced credit he received for his pre-sentence custody, the equivalent of 9 months, Caco faces a further 90 days behind bars. The lawyers proposed that he serve the remaining time intermittently on weekends. Walker told the judge that Caco has been accepted into a program that will assist him in finding housing and he needs to have an apartment to go to by November 1. Caco, who has physical and mental health issues, is nearly 60 years old, and will stay with family until he finds a place. That is the reason we are asking for weekends and the Crown is consenting, Walker said. His client had been doing well for 18 months, then got back into cocaine and spiraled out of control, he told Kwolek. He called the proposal a fair resolution. Nothing was taken or broken during the incident that occurred in a junkyard, Walker said. Caco has more than 50 B&S on his record, Knox reminded the court. He noted the defense had said his client is approaching 60. I'm not sure if that means his age or the number of break-ins, the Crown said. I'm a little skeptical whether or not this program will stop Caco from breaking into places, he told Kwolek, but I'm willing to go along with this. Caco, in custody at the Algoma Treatment and Remand Center, told Kwolek he has taken substance abuse and anger management programs at the jail when he imposed the sentence. Kwolek spoke about Caco's lengthy record, calling him a career criminal who has spent a good deal of his life in jail. I am told you had a relapse, he said. Addiction is a terrible thing, and you have to deal with it. Kwolek noted Caco has indicated he is going to change. If you don't, it will be a detriment to the community and to yourself, the judge said. I'm hopeful for your own good and the good of the community you turn your life around. He also told the offender he could have imposed a lengthier sentence given the circumstances. Caco will begin serving the remainder of his sentence on October 6. He must report to the jail at 7 p.m. on Fridays and will be released at 7 p.m. on Sundays. During his 3-year probation, the maximum permitted under the criminal code, he must stay away from the Yates Avenue business and take substance abuse counseling. Kwolek urged him to work on his issues and keep up with the programming. It sounds like you are trying to get your life in order, the judge told him. Don't disappoint the community and yourself.